Welcome back to Innovation Hub. I'm Kara Miller. For most people, the best part of their job probably isn't HR. When was the last time someone told you they were thrilled about doing an online compliance course or filling out a mountain of paperwork to get enrolled in healthcare? Some are saying the heck with HR, and a new breed of computer programs from companies like Namely and Zen Payroll may allow us to break free. So, are we at the end of the HR era? Steve Miranda is the managing director of Cornell's Center for Advanced Human Resource Studies, and he's also the CEO of Four Forces Consulting. Steve, welcome.
Great to be here, Kara.
When you look out at the landscape, do you think, you know, because people tend to complain about the HR department and they sort of gripe about all the paperwork they have to do and all the hurdles they have to jump over, do you think we might be looking at companies where, like, we're not going to have HR departments anymore?
Well, we're already starting to see it. I would say it's more on the fringe and more for the outlier companies. But there have been bold declarations about companies that have completely done away with their HR departments, often to find that they end up with some legal issues or compliance issues down the road that having an HR person on roll would have absolutely avoided. I think the other thing that's happening is with technology taking a bigger and bigger role in our everyday lives, a lot of the things that the HR administrator of yesteryear used to be doing is being completely eliminated and replaced by technology. You know, think about the travel agents from 20 years ago.
Right, exactly.
They basically don't exist anymore. Everything's done through the internet. And a lot of the HR function is going that direction as well.
Well, you look at these companies, namely Zen Payroll, and like you said, they may not totally eliminate the HR department, but boy, they are really cutting in to what people do now, and they're saying, you know what, a computer can do this.
You know, one of the great pleasures I had in my career was an opportunity to work with the Nobel Prize winner, Dr. Arno Penzias. And Dr. Penzias coined what he referred to as the Penzias axiom. And what they basically said was anyone who gets in between a technology center and a customer will ultimately lose their job. So what this means is if you're someone in HR who's doing something that can quite easily be done by a computer or by an online algorithm, there's really not much need for you in that corporation. So frankly, the corporation is doing the right thing by eliminating those positions and making them automated. What the HR person needs to be thinking about is, okay, so if all of this stuff that I used to be doing is going to be automated, how do I now make myself indispensable to the organization in a way that's not related to this mechanical processing of data and information?
Right, right. But you also do have companies saying, we know that HR, the HR department is unpopular with employees, so we're just going to turn it into something else or we're going to jettison it. There's a company in Toronto that decided to have two concierges for employees rather than an HR department. And I mean, concierges that dealt with everything from which you would think of, you know, as an HR duty to like helping get gifts for family members. Are we going to see like a total reinvention of what HR is? Is that possible?
Yeah, we'll certainly see a total reinvention of what HR is in the next 20 years, but we're certainly not going to see it become concierge and party planners. The challenge you have with organizations that have done something like that is they completely underestimate some of the legal consequences that come with doing away with their HR department. You know, very specifically, what's the latest regulations on taking care of our veterans? You know, how is the latest proclamation on the Affordable Care Act going to impact our medical plans? So there's 101 things that are not optional.
What are the kinds of companies? Is it companies with sort of cutting edge technologies that are leading the way in sort of rethinking human resources as sort of this old department that does payroll and the whole, you know, the whole apparatus?
One might think at the top of your head that it would be these high-tech companies, these fast-moving companies. But we generally see at Cornell is companies in the manufacturing space, companies in the services space, such as consulting firms, et cetera, they're really the ones that are leading the pace on this high-tech, fast-paced HR organization. Frankly, companies like General Electric, companies like IBM, companies like Caterpillar are doing a fantastic job of...
That shocks me. I have to say, that shocks me because I would think of General Electric as it's like the Titanic. How do you turn a ship that big around, why are they at the forefront?
That's the typical reaction. And the reason General Electric is at the forefront is that they put leadership development and human capital development as sort of a number one priority in all their senior leaders' goals and objectives. You might think about manufacturing companies as being steel bending or metal bending.
Right.
But the reality is they have a whole variety of very complicated global issues. Where do I put my manufacturing plants? How do I go ahead and source my raw materials? How do I ensure that the technology in my plants is up to the level that I need it to be? All of these are questions that have to be answered by highly motivated, highly trained individuals that have to be identified in the organization, groomed and developed, and then put into those key leadership roles.
How do companies that are led by brilliant, either young or older people, these startups, how do those companies that are probably very attuned to what their employees want, and maybe their employees say, you know, I don't really want to have an HR department where a young company, we're fast growing. What do they do about the whole question of HR, which seems like it belongs to a different era, sort of?
I think we're seeing a lot of the challenges of not looking at effective utilization of HR in many of the high-tech companies that are out in Silicon Valley right now. They face an alarming challenge on diversity, whether it be female engineers in the workplace, whether it be minority engineers in the workplace. These are problems that they would point at and say, well, look, we really don't need to have this. We just need top-level engineers. Well, the reality is you can have top-level engineers and a diverse workforce simultaneously, thereby getting access to even broader talent than what you thought was available before. So companies that think you really don't need an HR department are thinking about their problem purely through the framework of their own technology or their own business, rather than opening up the lens a little bit wider and saying, okay, it's not just about the technology and the business, it's about the people that we need to do the technology and do the business.
So think about where things are going. How much in 10 or 20 years does really cutting edge HR software cut into jobs, and what's left for the HR people to do?
I think we're already starting to see massive amounts of this stuff going away, being eaten up by technology. Resume searching, resume scanning,
right,
fitting resumes to particular job descriptions are all being done in an automated manner nowadays. Compensation calculations, the administration of payroll, all of these things are frankly going to go the way of the travel agent. And I think that's all for the good, because then the HR function can start to focus on more important and more impactful areas of responsibility. You're going to have a part of the organization that will be chartered with finding the best talent on the face of the planet, not just in your country, figuring out how do you go ahead and develop that talent so that you get the optimal bang for the buck out of it. And number three, deploy that talent more broadly across the globe to see how you can improve your business results.
So as somebody who has worked in human resources, and you're talking about the ranks of your colleagues dwindling in a really serious way because of technology, does that make you sad? Does it make you happy? How do you feel about it?
Well, you know, I'm not sure whether it'll dwindle in great amounts. I'm certain great numbers of the current jobs will disappear.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is there's a lot of jobs in HR today that didn't even exist 5 years ago. For example, you know, the data analytics specialist or the data scientist, that person is having bigger and bigger impact on HR functions. So again, while a lot of these grunt jobs that we have today, still important, but you know, more operational in nature, will be disappearing, I think they're going to be gradually replaced with some higher level types of jobs that will require both greater educational levels and greater levels of specific skill.
Steve Miranda is the managing director of Cornell's Center for Advanced Human Resource Studies, and he's the CEO of Four Forces Consulting. Steve, thank you very much for this conversation.
You're very welcome, Kara. Great to be here.